driver Glenn McAlenny. Tian recently married Lee Sutton, and Tian landed her first Menangle win, so a big moment for her, not as a trainer, but as a driver. She had trained winners before at Menangle, but that was her first driving win at Menangle, so well done to Tian. Wednesday, Bathurst, Amanda Turnbull and Steve Turnbull combined for a double, and Bernie Hewitt picked up a training and driving double. There were no wins at Penrith on Thursday, Kev, but the great week for Tian Sutton continued. She trained a winner at Bankstown Monday. As I mentioned, she trained and drove a winner at Menangle on Tuesday, and she trained the last race winner, Dan Tucker, who went around at about 25-1. In fact, kudos to our late mailman, and we actually nominated it as a market mover, Dan Tucker, and it got the job done at massive odds. So well done again to Tian, capping off a big week for her. Wagga Friday, Blake Jones picked up four wins. Peter McRae, two, with Dave Kennedy and the Hillier Barn picking up two wins as trainers. And then last night at Menangle, with Newcastle being off, of course, Craig Cross and Luke McCarthy combined for doubles, and Emma Stewart trained a double. So it was a good night for those folk, and a good week, in fact, for those folk. And, of course, it was a near miss for Luke McCarthy, because he was narrowly pipped in the Golden Mile last night.
Mm. Yeah, we'll get Luke on for a chat shortly, but you mentioned the Golden Mile featuring the great Lenny. Here's how it unfolded.
Hasn't gone for Lenny yet as they come to the home turn. 400 left to go. 28-1 the split. It's Lenny the Shark, the leader. Outrageous L, Tiger Tara come with their runs. Back on the inside, Macdoro, Spare Me Daisy has to shake up Lenny. Outrageous L is running one almighty race, and here comes the Tiger. Tiger Tara, Macdoro gets a middle split. Lenny's in trouble. Coming at them now, Tiger Tara. Macdoro comes at it. Macdoro, Tiger Tara in a tooth and nail struggle. Oh, close to a dead heat this. Tiger Tara and Macdoro, and there's absolutely nothing in it, a cigarette paper. For third, we had either Lenny the Shark or also zooming home on the inside by Field Marshal.
Oh, Freddie, one of your best calls there. How exciting for you, eh? What a great finish.
Oh, it's good calling those good horses, Kev. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, when you're calling a champion like Lenny the Shark, and, you know, you've got a horse like Tiger Tara, I mean, someone actually asked me last night on social media, is the reign of Lenny over? Is Tiger Tara the new champ? Look, Tiger Tara, clearly best New South Wales horse by a country mile, in my opinion. But you don't ride off a champion after one run. And, look, he'll be better for that run, Lenny the Shark. He's a champ. And, look, probably in hindsight, maybe had he kept rolling, maybe it might have been a different story mid-race. He got that nice breather. He was first up for about 5 or 6 weeks. And,
yeah,
look, it was a good effort by Tiger Tara. Ditto resuming after a little let-up after that tough run in the Bulleye Cup. But, now, look, Tiger Tara, terrific horse, best in New South Wales, but Lenny the Shark is still the king.
Okay, so when will we see Lenny next? If he was first up, when are we likely to see him again?
Well, look, I know Tiger Tara. I spoke to Kevin Pizzuto last night. He wants more miles in the legs of Tiger Tara, so he's going to run Tiger Tara next week. Now, I haven't been able to catch up with the barn, the Aiken stable, but whether they choose to run Lenny again, obviously their target is the Len Smith Mile in 2 weeks' time. But Kevin Pizzuto, he's pretty keen to get definitely one run. It wouldn't shock me if he trialled him or something like that to try and get an extra run. He was keen to maybe get one or two runs into him before the Len Smith Mile. It is Sunday fortnight, that race, so the 25th. So I'm sure we may well even see Lenny pop up, but he'll go into the Len Smith Mile as definitely one of the favourites, and it's stacking up to be a cracking race, Kev. And you've mentioned there Luke McCarthy narrowly beaten on Macdoro, got a middle split, and it was a good night for Luke. He had a couple of seconds, but he kicked the night off on a winning note. He drove the first winner real stride, and then he picked up the second race with an absolute pearler of a drive with Little Rascal.
That leader nearing the home turn as Lord Zinzan ahead in front. Raka raises second. Elroy Jetson waits on a run from Little Rascal. Lumos starts a three-wide move. And then came Sally Fletcher, hell of a way. And up and Adam heads the remainder as they straighten up. 28-8 the quarter. Lord Zinzan led. Raka raiser, Little Rascal, Lumos. Still nowhere to go, Elroy Jetson. Here's Little Rascal in the centre, going up with Lumos to join Lord Zinzan. Lord Zinzan being joined now by Little Rascal at Boulder odds. Little Rascal went to the lead, and Little Rascal will beat Lumos, and hell of a way. Sally Fletcher poked through and grabbed fourth, hit the line hard, and then...
Okay, there we go. Little Rascal defeating Lumos, and hell of a way, and Sally Fletcher. Little Rascal paying $22 on the tote, $34 on the fixed odds. Did you see it coming, Freddie? By the way, Luke is here for you, but did you see that one coming?
Look, he's a very improved horse. They've got him flying, Little Rascal. I didn't tip him, Kev, but not often you see an El McCarthy horse go around at $34 fixed. And, Luke, it was an absolute gem of a drive. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Yeah, look, you made a mid-race move when the speed went right out of the race through that second quarter. You worked around the outside, and then you were able to get the one-by-one trail, and from there the horse really let down with a nice finish at the back end.
Yeah, he did, Freddie. He's run at Meningle the week before was quite good, and he actually won as a favourite, so surprising to see him go out at such good odds.
Do you think, Luke? Barrier 12?
The back row draw, for sure. You know, and there's some nice horses in the race towards him then, and especially Lumos's win last week was super. So, you know, he's a nice horse. He'll just sort of work through the grade.
Former NZ-er, he's won three of his past four. He took a little bit of time to hit his straps, but seems to have switched on now and certainly acclimatised to Craig's way of training and your way of driving.
Yeah, definitely. I think, and just the racing at Meningle, they usually take a run or two and they seem to improve with it. So, you know, if they can handle that style of racing and sort of horses, they generally get better with the runs.
You kicked the night off on a good note with Real Stride. I'm quite wrapped with this horse. He's a four-year-old now. He's won 11 of his 14 with one minor placing. As I said, a four-year-old. Again, a mid-race move saw you get around the outside and head off the favourite and then hold it off in a close finish. He's got a bit of bottom to him, Luke, Real Stride.
He does, Freddie. He's quite a nice horse. He won six in a row as a three-year-old. He had a tendon at two. And then he raced through at three and he bowed his tendon again and had a good spell. So that's why he's so lightly raced. And, you know, he doesn't do much work on the track. He does a lot of his work in the pool and he seems to thrive on the race. And so, you know, the run last week would have improved him for this week. And then, you know, he'll be in good form leading in towards the Breeders' Challenge.
Almost sounds like one of Dad's good horses, Lord Zinzan. You know, most of his work or most of his training is done on the water worker and walker, and then he gets match fit by racing.
Yeah, for sure. Dad's done a big job to even get that horse back racing because his legs were, pretty bad. So he's done a great job, Lord Zinzan.
Real Stride, you mentioned Breeders' Challenge. That's his aim.
Yeah, he'll go to the challenge. He'd have to be one of the top chances. I think Mark Doltos' horse and Matty Roo's horse look the main sort of players. So, you know, he'll be definitely one of the main chances.
Mac Doro just continues to improve. He's always had a fair bit of ability, but I thought his run last night was good. You were probably sweating on the shark rolling up the track, which he can sometimes do, and you would have been right there, but you had to sort of check a little bit to get into the clear, and by that stage, Tiger Tara had the head full of steam down the outer.
Yeah, no doubt, Freddie. He's a really fast horse, Mac Doro, and he's been out of the draw for a few runs because he galloped in the Victorian Cup, and, you know, it was good to see him get a front row draw last night and use his gate speed to get a handy spot. And yeah, we're sort of anticipating Lenny when Chris normally goes for him. He runs off the track two or three carts and get that run. But he was pretty content on holding him down on the rail to keep me in. And then the sweepers got the momentum by the time we got out. Tiger Tara had the momentum up.
Yeah, I guess luck's a fortune. You know, five times out of six, he rolls up a little bit, and you're right there, but he did stay true to the pegs, Lenny the Shark. You would have possibly heard what I said in the intro in relation to Tiger Tara. Certainly, I feel our best pacer in New South Wales, but Mac Doro is a real improver and really putting himself into this top-notch arena now.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, Freddie. He'll just, you know, now he can sort of draw the front row. If he can sit on Tiger Tara or Lenny, you know he's going to be right in the race.
Are you contemplating, or is Craig contemplating heading north with him? Is he that sort of horse, a carnival horse up there?
Yeah, we think so. We'll just get through the Lensmith Mile, and if he holds his form through the next couple of weeks, he could probably pop up for the Blacks of Fake.
You drove Sicario last night. Now, will Mark be coming across to drive him in the final, or are you going to keep the drive?
Mark's coming across this week.
He is coming across, because I noticed when the barrier draw came out, they had you listed, but I suspected that was just for the purpose of the barrier draw. He's drawn about six or seven in the barrier draw. What did you make of last night's run? You were able to get the lead off Ignatius, but it's come again. Do you reckon Sicario can improve on that? There's improvement there?
Oh, I'm sure he'll improve. He'll Mark will probably screw the work right into him the next couple of weeks, and he still ran a good race. The time was super, and you probably got to tip your hat to the winner. It ran a really good race, but it sort of didn't expect it to probably come off our back and beat us going 52 and change. So, no, I think the winner, probably more credit to the winner than anything.
Yeah, he's a nice horse and has come up and really stepped up to racing on the big track. You'll end up, your horse or Mark's horse will come into barrier six with scratching. So he's right there in the middle and gives Mark a few options. Last night you had to come from the outside and work a bit early.
Yeah, look, he'll definitely be the one to beat, no doubt.
Righty-o. All right, and in the fillies race next week, you've come up with barrier four. You'll come into three with the emergency coming out. Should that be the case? Love My Sister. Your thoughts on Love My Sister's run?
Really happy with her, Freddie. She was unlucky. She sort of was jogging in behind, and we couldn't get a split, and only got out late and worked the line there. But we didn't really intend on having a run for the challenge. She just come to hand really good in the last 6 weeks, so. She only had the two starts, so, that couple of runs under her belt, I'm sure she'll be cherry ripe for the final.
Be a good race. Molly Kelly will come into one. You've got the Jillaby Galway girl, who's been a bit of a revelation, really doing plenty of work in her races and kicking on well. And then you've got Love My Sister. Sounds of Terror was a big run last night. That fillies race is shaping up to be a terrific final. Now, I've got to ask you, a horse that's dear to your heart for a reason. Of course, having his second time round at stud, really starting to get a few winners up now for a reason.
Yeah, Freddie, he had a great couple of weeks. He went in three heats of the Breeders' Challenge in the three-year-old division, and it's probably a big effort for him, really, because that was when he went to stud as sort of that four-year-old, when he went sore, and he only got the 27 foals. So to have three come out and win a heat of the challenge is a good effort.
In the three-year-old rankings, I think he's just sitting in the top 10 three-year-old size. But as you say, given the amount of foals to get three Breeders' Challenge heat winners, it's a pretty solid effort. He was a good horse to you, Luke.
Yeah, he's a great horse. He made over $1 million and went and won 49 a couple of times. So, hopefully he can continue to do a good job in the breeding barn.
On a personal level, you're sitting fourth on the State Drivers Premiership with 84 wins, 2.5 months to go. You're a pretty fair chance. I think I'll back you in to get to the triple figures.
Yeah, it just depends on the stock, Freddie. But, well, whether they're going good, and if you can chip away, it's always nice to get 100 winners for the season.
All right, and you're leading the Metro Drivers Premiership by one. Todd was able to get one back on you with that win of Tiger Tara. So it's a good battle at the moment between both yourself, Todd, and Chris Geary, who's having a terrific season. He's only a win behind Todd. So the Metro Drivers Premiership, again, shaping up as being a great battle. I think you and Todd Quinella did last year, is that right, or the year before?
Might have been the year before, Freddie. Yeah.
Time gets away, Luke. I'm getting old.
We all are.
Good on you, mate. Well, look, thanks for your time this morning. It's been a good season so far. And with Breeders' Challenge Day, I can remember you picking up, I think it was three of the Group 1s a couple of years back. It's always been a good day for you. And, cream rises to the top, and I'm sure you'll have a big week next weekend or in a fortnight's time.
Yeah, hopefully, Freddie, you try and be at the top of your game on them big days, and hopefully we can get a couple of winners.
Good on you, Luke. Thanks for giving us some time this morning, and good luck leading into the finals.
Thanks, Freddie.
There he is, Kev, Luke McCarthy. I rate Luke as probably our best driver, week in, week out here in Sydney at the Metro level. I think he's an outstanding driver, and he certainly proved that. That drive on Little Rascal was typical Luke. He summed up the race and made his move, and the horse did the rest. And as he said, a horse who was set around at massive odds, probably not entitled to be those odds.
How old is he, Fred?
Now you've got me on the hop.
Roughly.
Roughly, I'd say Luke is early, if not late 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. I'd say he's early 30s. Geez, you got me on the hop there.
I did, didn't I? Totally unprepared.
He's probably 25 and has those youthful looks.
Yeah, you've probably sold him down the river.
I probably have. He probably won't talk to me again. Next time I want him to come on, he'll bar me.
But my point is that he's got plenty of good years ahead.
Yeah, look, he's absolutely. absolutely. Yeah. Luke's he is one of the top drivers in the country. You know, you throw up names like Sugars and Alfred and Lang and the guys up in Queensland and all the good ones in New South Wales. But I certainly think Luke is a super arrangement.
Well, what's on this week, Freddie? I know that today we have harness racing at Peak Hill. We're covering that this afternoon. Have you been to Peak Hill?
I haven't been to Peak Hill, but it'll be a big day up there. They've got their feature meeting, 9 races. Tamworth have 8 in the twilight. Fairfield race tomorrow, Kev, and it's their last program ever. 50-odd years, 53 years of harness racing at Fairfield. The council have decided to turn the land that occupies the track into a sporting and parkland precinct. And look, it's quite sad. I called my very first race, a registered race, a horse called Double Agent, who went on to win a Miracle Mile that campaign. That was my first official race call at Fairfield. So it's a track that is dear to me. And it'll be quite a sad day as the 8 races wind down. Their traditional JD Watts meeting, which of course is inclusive of their other races that are well known to Fairfield, like the Bat Out of Hell, the Moments of Glory, and the Maltese Drivers Invitational. So if you're not doing anything on public holiday Monday, get out to Fairfield. I've got no doubt there'll be a massive crowd to send off what's been a terrific track. Canberra in the evening have 5 races. Menangle have 7 on Tuesday, with Wagga Wagga 10 races Tuesday night. Bathurst 7 Wednesday. Penrith have got a good 9 race card on Thursday, and then on Friday we race at Young. Newcastle Saturday, and Menangle on Saturday night play host to the Group 3 Frith Stakes, and we've also got semis of the 3-year-old fillies and colts and geldings, and the 4-year-old entires and geldings Breeders' Challenge semi. So it all happens during the course of the week. Just leaving you, Kev, with the news that, as I mentioned, that Tiger Tara, they want to get another good run into Tiger Tara, at least one more before the Len Smith Mile, and they are considering a Queensland campaign. And I gave you the barrier draw, or some of the horses engaged in the Group 1 finals for the colts and geldings. The barrier draws: Linsanity 1, Cast Along Shadow 2, Ignatius, who was very impressive, beating Sicario barrier 3, Royal Aurora 4, Squire in barrier 5. The emergencies are Geronimo Joe and Divine State. They get 6 and 7. Sicario 8, Our Mac Jack 9, Captain Cosmonaut, Amanda Turnbull won last night at $126 fixed. Again, you don't see Amanda Turnbull driving too many 100-to-1 pops. It's got barrier 10, Little Peanut 11, and Bright Energy 12. And the boys, Major Chill, who's an emergency, has barrier... the girls. Major Chill, Chilly, has barrier 1. Molly Kelly 2. Red Bank Addy 3. Love My Sister 4. Gillaby Galway Girl barrier 5. Barrier 6. Sounds of Terror. Black Silhouette in 7. Tassini in 8. Dixie Rosalie's an emergency in 9. And then Art Series, Prophecy, and Warden Bad Girl. Round out the 2-year-old fillies for the Breeders' Challenge coming up in 2 weeks, Kev.
Geez, there's plenty on there, Fred. I just got to ask you a bit about Peak Hill. I'm doing some reading about it. It's very well known for the size of its trotting track, quite large. Established in 1951, the Peak Hill Harness Racing Club. First meeting at the year was the 25th of August. Prize money per race was £60. I would suggest in 51, that was a fair amount of coin.
That's a fair bit of coin, isn't it? In those days, my word it is.
Yeah.
And it was a big race track, a big harness track, and by comparison to what I guess we were accustomed for in that era, and certainly there were a lot of showgrounds racing happening back in that 50s, 60s, places like Katoomba, Lithgow, a lot of showground harness racing. But Peak Hill has survived, and there's no doubt there's always great history with those country tracks, and Peak Hill falls into that category.
Yeah, and Machine Brick was the first great champ to come from Peak Hill. He established the mile and a half record for Harold Park at 3.17, and his bloodline went on to produce the likes of Paleface Adios. So we have a lot to thank Peak Hill for. Machine Brick. Good on you, Freddie.
Good on you, Kev. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, mate. Fred Hastings there from Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Listen to the podcast again if you've missed some of that. And then, of course, we have On the Pace with Greg Hayes coming up at 10:30 on Tuesday morning, further delving into the world of harness racing. He's been a man that he's been delving into the world of Europe recently. He's back from thedogs.com.au. He's been on about 7 weeks leave, I reckon. Stu Turner. Morning, mate.
Morning, Kev. How are you going today?
Good. How long have you been away?
Just the 3 weeks, I'll have you know. Just the 3 weeks. I see that you're still cheeky as ever, mate.
Look, we've just missed you so much. 7 weeks. Jess has done a fabulous job, mate. You're lucky to get the gig back.
Yeah, that's right, yes. My thanks to Jess. Jess Moran has been filling in. She's obviously been a great replacement. And look, it's just great to be back speaking to you on a Sunday morning, Kev.
Mate, it is, and you've arrived just at a really good time, haven't you, again, with the Peter Bosma Classic semi-finals at Wentworth Park last night. Four of them. We've got the replays of all of them. Talk us through, firstly, I guess, race four with Lucky Chap.
Yeah, that's right. I'm afraid I brought the English weather with me back to Wentworth Park last night, Kev. It was pretty wet conditions there, but luckily some fantastic racing there to warm us up. And as you mentioned there, Lucky Chap taking out an absolutely cracking first semi-final of the Peter Mosman Classic, just tipping Central Bark, the wonderfully named Central Bark, by a nose there. It was an absolutely great run there from Lucky Chap, following up his win in the heats last week, and he's going to be a big danger, you feel, in this Saturday's final.
Racing. Lucky Chap got away cleanly. Chase the Cash away in a hurry. So was Central Bark. Central Bark is going to run to the lead, and Lucky Chap followed him across to be in a beautiful position. They'll follow by Chase the Cash and then Royal Turbo. A gap to unprecedented Spring Inferno. Mount Thomas and Miss Abbey Vale at the tail. Central Bark running a bottler. Lucky Chap hooking to the outside. Central Bark in front. Lucky Chap coming. Lucky Chap grabbing Central Bark. They hit it. Terrific go. Central Bark and Lucky Chap have hit it locked together. This is desperately tight. Chase the Cash behind those.
Okay, so Lucky Chap got the money there, paying $1.50. So the favourite just beat Central Bark. And we'll now listen to the fifth race here, won by Mr. Twister.
Racing. Chirua walked out and Mr. Twister came out like a rocket. He landed two in front of Yankees Ethics going to second. Wider out, Reader's Bowie going to third, and they'll followed by Taylor Made Star and then Chirua, followed by Nash Bonus Centrico and Infrared Ethics at the rear, down the back, and Mr. Twister is rolling along in the lead by four to Yankees Ethics. Three to Reader's Bowie, five away, Taylor Made Star. They swing. Mr. Twister in full flight. He's coming away. Mr. Twister will win it easily. Yankees Ethics in second position ahead of Reader's Boy. A long break to Taylor Made Star.
Okay, so there were the first two semi-finals of the Peter Mosman Classic. Stu, give us your thoughts.
Yeah, look, I think Mr. Twister's performance there, absolutely fantastic, Kev. You may remember he was the recent Richmond Riches winner back on form last night. I thought he was a little bit under par in last week's heats. I think he was still a bit tired from that Richmond Riches series. But as we heard there from Timmy, running 29.66, back on full form. And, gee, look, he's going to be a big threat in this Saturday's final. And as we heard as well, Lucky Chap again, just pipping Central Bark. And Lucky Chap is going to be a big danger in the final as well. But Mr. Twister certainly looking good for that decider.
Well, here are the other two semi-finals for you to listen to, Stu. First up here we have Uphill Jill, who won race six.
Down and Uphill Jill flew out. She went straight to the lead over Hunter's Charm. Mr. Vuitton, followed by Jason Crackers on the inside. Getting through Cosmic Vintage, Aston DB, Bugatti Rockstar, and there was one falling at the first turn. Mr. Vuitton down the back and Uphill Jill the leader, led by seven lengths over Jason Crackers. They'll followed up by Cosmic Vintage and then Aston DB. It's Uphill Jill in control. She's going great guns. Uphill Jill goes all the way. Beat Jason Crackers and Cosmic Vintage, followed by Aston DB, Bugatti Rockstar, followed by Swift Rain.
Okay, so that was Uphill Jill, got the money there, paying $1.80, and then Set to Storm.
Racing. Patch Adam fairly away, and Set to Storm came out running. Charged to the lead over Corrupt Millions, followed up by Chevy King, the inside. Further back came Red Sox Ethics, and then Glengarry Boy, Sound Advice drifting back. Patch Adam second, last, and Rowan Hill at the tail. Top corner, Set to Storm by two over Corrupt Millions. Three lengths away to Chevy King. They corner. Set to Storm in the lead. Corrupt Millions can't get there. Set to Storm goes all the way. Set to Storm beat Corrupt Millions. Chevy King, fourth.
And Set to Storm wins the fourth semi-final there, paying $8.70. So not too many people expected it. Were you surprised by the win there?
I certainly was. As you mentioned there, really a bit of an outsider there, Set to Storm. Otherwise, it was a great night for the favourites. Uphill Jill was well backed. And gee, now Kev, she's the Victorian, of course, and she's won five of her seven visits to Wentworth Park, most of them in elite company. Uphill Jill absolutely loves the place. But, yeah, look, as you mentioned there, a bit of a surprise for Set to Storm. And the fastest qualifier as well, 29.63, an absolutely fantastic time. I must admit, she flew under my radar a little bit before this series. She's a newcomer, this one. Only had 7 starts, but gee, on this form, she looks absolutely cracking. And now, looking ahead to the final this Saturday night at Wentworth Park, well, it's pretty interesting because none of the likely favourites look to have drawn well on paper. You've got Lucky Chap in box 4, Mr. Twister in box 5, and Uphill Jill in box 6, although I was looking and Uphill Jill has won 4 of her 6 starts from box 6. Set to Storm might get a clear run from box 8. Look, as close as they get this final, but we don't sit on the fence on this show, do we? I'm going to go with Mr. Twister from box 5 in the Peter Mosman final. I thought he was really back to his best last night, Kev, looking very sharp. His trainer, Jason Mackay, an absolute master at getting his greyhounds primed and ready for these big races. For me, Mr. Twister from box 5, the one to be on in the Peter Mosman Classic.
Yeah, you'll never earn the nickname Splinters, will you? No sitting on the fence. S. Turner.
Not at all. That's right.
Okay, well, let's look at Gunnedah today then. It's their biggest race of the year, the Chief Havoc Final. Tell us more.
It certainly is, and it's a race close to my heart, this one, Kev. I used to live up in Gunnedah, the koala capital of the world, as it's known. Hello to everybody listening up there, and some of my old mates are still up there. And as you mentioned, we've got the biggest race of the year there this evening, the Chief Havoc Gold Cup, race 6 on the card, and always a one to watch. And the one to watch in the final, Kev, Knight Sprite, this greyhound who we've spoken about a few times on the show, been one of New South Wales' best greyhounds over the last 3 years, had a wonderful career, 2 group wins, I think more than $220,000 in prize money. It's the real class act of this final from box 3, and look, he's still racing well, and for me, he's got to be the one to be on in the final. Part of a terrific evening of racing at Gunnedah. It all gets underway at 4:57 p.m. tonight, and full coverage on Sky Racing, of course. And for your field sport and form, check out thedogs.com.au.
Yeah, and our man Dan Ross will be on board here around about 4:45, 10:05, giving the best bets, and he'll be pumped. Dan loves the big days, and he'll be giving us 10 of the best. The first at Gunnedah, 4:57, the 10th at 8:04. And good morning through 95.9 FM, if you're listening there, through Gunnedah. Okay, so that's Gunnedah. We look ahead, I guess, to the Group 1 Gold Cup final, Stuart, Albion Park.
Yeah, that's right. One of the big races up in Queensland, and I'm really looking forward to this one. This one for the stayers, of course, Kev, over the 710 metres. Now, the red-hot favourite for this one has got to be Fanta Bale, jumping from box 7, Australia's number one greyhound at the moment. Whatever the distance, she delivers, and she wasn't far off the track record winning her heat last Thursday night. Look, she's got to be the top pick in this one. Of the rest of the field, well, you can never rule out Cindy's Magic, the old war horse. She's had 120 starts, but still racing brilliantly. She was second in her heat, but still running good times over the last few weeks at Albion Park over the staying distance. I think, look, she could be a close one there, but for me, it's got to be Fanta Bale jumping from box 7 in the Gold Cup at Albion Park this Thursday.
All righty, what about in New South Wales? Obviously, Albion Park's the highlight there. What about locally?
Yeah, we've got plenty to look forward to, of course, this week. We've got that meeting at Gunnedah we mentioned, and Canberra later today. Then tomorrow, it's Nowra, Bathurst and Grafton. Tuesday, they jump at Casino, Goulburn and Gosford. Wednesday, we're back to Richmond and Wentworth Park. Thursday, it's Dobbo, Maitland and Dapto. Friday, we're back to Casino, the Gardens and Richmond. And then Saturday, it's again at the Gardens, Bull Eye, and, of course, Wentworth Park for that great meeting, including the Peter Mosman final. Absolutely unmissable, that one. So another great week of racing to come, Kev. I'm really looking forward to it. And, of course, for your field form and expert picks, it's thedogs.com.au.
And, Stu, when you were overseas, did you catch any greyhound racing? We are taking it late at night now.
I did. I managed to take a trip to Bellevue, which is my local track. Really enjoyed there. And I've been keeping an eye as well on the English Derby, which is progressing well. That's obviously in a few stages. And look, the next round of heat for that one is coming up this Saturday, I think. I'll give you my tip for that one, Kev. Droopy's Acrobat. He's caught the eye for me so far in that series. He's got box 3 in heat 6. This Saturday, so Droopy's Acrobat for the English Derby, for what it's worth anyway.
Even on holidays, you just can't keep away. You've gone to the Dogs. Stu Turner, lovely.
That's right.
Thanks, mate. Good to have you back. We'll speak to you during the week.
Thanks, Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Stu Turner from thedogs.com.au. And, of course, going greyhounds, the full wrap there of the weekend greyhound racing. Monday morning at half... In fact, be tomorrow morning there here on Sky Sports Radio. Almost 11 o'clock. We'll take you to Healesville here for the first race on our race day, and then we'll get some best bets from Kel O'Rourke, Canberra Grace, as you heard Stu mention then. Also coming up in the next half an hour, we'll get into Sapphire Coast with John Score, Steve Lester at Swan Hill. Mick Dummersy looks at that meeting at Peak Hill Harness this afternoon. So off to Healesville here for race one as we hit 11 o'clock.